the scheme is open to all counties all around Ireland, but we have prioritised areas where we see that there is not only wonderful heritage and culture, but also capacity. And Donegal will be one of those counties, which will be very important to us. The scheme is open to everyone, both public, private and local community groups. So I suppose what we're really looking for is people who have innovative ideas, entrepreneurs, maybe properties that are under local authority ownership. There's no set idea that we have in our head. Where we kind of want, though, is we want to make sure it's an immersive experience. And that's why the platform is all around immersive heritage and culture. Because we know from our visitors, that's what they want to see. They want to experience Irish culture, but they want to do it in an engaging way and to be much like not in a much more active way as opposed to a passive way. So I suppose we're open to ideas. That's the whole purpose of the call. And we're hoping that we'll get some wonderful ideas from right around the country.
This is a long-term programme. What sort of time frame are you looking for from the inception of ideas to their execution and to the eventual opening of attractions?
Well, it takes time, to be honest, which is a bit of a capital project. And there's no two that are the same. I mean, what we would envisage that, you know, the minimum project size here is $2.5 million. So normally kind of from most capital projects, from conception to when you get designed into planning and into build, you are probably looking at 3 years by and large. So I suppose that probably is the time frame. But that can vary depending on sites and what needs to be done, you know, the whether you're building from scratch or you're restoring an existing building. So it can all depend. But I suppose on average, things tend to take a while as well. But so that's what we're looking at. But, you know, in terms of our own process here, you know, we're trying to make this very agile and we work with people. This is our first platform. We will be launching other platforms later on. And what we're trying to do is, you know, make sure that we stimulate tourism and have, you know, attractions that will motivate visitors to come. And these attractions have to be kind of authentic and unique to Ireland and tell our story and embrace our heritage and culture.